Hey, listen up, idiots. This is your spoiler warning. Also, you might get offended, so warning for that too, you idiots.
Hello, my name is Kyle.
And my name is Ryan.
And when our powers combine, we form
Experience Grind podcast.
The only podcast that celebrates Halloween for an entire fucking month. I had something really funny that I was like thinking in the car ride over here the whole time.
We lost it. It was
gonna be awesome.
30 minutes of footage you people will never hear.
Yeah, then we went on this 21 long minute rant that you will never get to hear that totally took away from it. And I forgot everything. So that's the intro you got. So fuck you.
Yep.
Also,
great way to start the podcast.
Hi, we're joined by a special guest, the always lovely Ryan's wife, Laura.
Hello.
This is how she is introduced usually in the public.
Thank you. Yeah.
This is Ryan's wife, Laura.
I say that myself.
Yeah. I say, this is Ryan's wife,
you
Laura.
Should. I mean,
I have my own identity and certain things.
No, I think a much larger identity.
I don't know about that.
I say you're the alpha in this relationship.
I think that is a very fair guess.
Yeah. But it's not a bad thing.
Any disagreements there, Laura?
I think I'm a coordinator of,
sure.
of things, and you're a supporter.
You're also,
and we're a good, you know,
you're like
partnership.
You're much more of the adventurous type.
Oh, for sure.
You kind of push Ryan to experience things.
I don't know. I have been.
What I love,
all these people in my life pushing me to experience things. I gotta get new friends.
I've been strong-armed into a few Gen Cons that
you did.
I think that was part of your vows, or was it just that you have to see every Marvel movie,
every comic book movie.
Okay.
Not just Marvel.
Okay,
every comic book or in theater,
even the Green Lanterns and Ghost Riders, the shitty ones. She has to see all of them.
I agreed to that. Yes, I did.
She agreed to that.
That's the
she
best.
Gave me like such a beautiful little speech with this really deeply moving Korean and like somewhat sentiment. And mine's like Marvel poop jokes, essentially.
I get it. You got to lock that down.
It was like
you
got to
lock
Smith
that down.
Standing next to Scorsese.
Yeah.
It was
absolutely.
Just lack of class in my part.
So. Way to go there, Zack Snyder.
Thank you. I thought you were going to call me Zach Braff for a minute. No. I was like, oh, y'all, like the auteur of Garden State? Oh, yes.
The auteur.
Oh, man.
Everybody's
hey, guys.
Favorite movie when they were 20.
Garden State, this movie's so deep, yo. What I'm glad is that when we did favorite movies, neither of us had Garden State anywhere near a top five.
Sure his was close to the top 10.
If you rewinded the clock like 6-7 years
before
Laura, it would have absolutely been in my top
five. Yeah, when you were 20 years old.
And then Laura has slowly browbeaten it out of me.
Good.
Here's the thing. I've always hated Garden State.
A lot of people did. Yeah.
Dumb.
So, all right, high five, Laura. Air high five.
That's great.
There we go.
Sometimes you just gotta make a noise and like, blah, blah, blah. You know, everybody remembers that.
I don't ever
crazy.
Feel that way. Shut up.
What I love is that you know it did start this whole era of the manic pixie dream girl, which Zooey Deschanel played.
Yes. Yes, Zooey Deschanel plays it fucking everywhere, it seems like.
She is the eponymous manic pixie.
Is she? I don't know, because I don't think she's edgy enough. She's twee.
I would say she's very twee. I would say the eponymous manic pixie was Kirsten Dunst in Elizabethtown, but nobody saw that dumb movie.
Sure.
But it's the worst. But she is like, so I have, actually on our honeymoon, I had like a book all dedicated to like movie tropes and stuff. And there was like a whole big fucking essay on her character specifically
really?
Being the manic pixie dream girl to end all manic pixie dream girls.
I really enjoy Kirsten Dunst.
In general?
One. Yeah, and almost everything she does.
I really liked her in Fargo season 2.
I liked her in Fargo.
Interview with the Vampire.
I liked her in that.
Yeah.
Is it Lars von Trier's movie?
Oh, is that Melancholia?
Yeah, Melancholia.
I never got to see it.
I really...
Antichrist really put me off him. I don't know if you knew this.
I really, really, really fucking like the movie Bring It On.
Mm. I never saw it.
I saw that
movie in theaters because it was at the theater I worked at. And
okay.
I took my buddy as like a laugh. Yeah. And we're like, yeah, this movie sucks. Let's get stoned and make fun of it. And then we were both like, after the movie, holy shit, that movie was awesome.
All right. I got you. I'm right there with you. Not Bring It On. But there was a movie really close to that time called Stick It. which is about female gymnastics. That was
I've seen that.
In the same tone.
I've seen that. Where she's the badass BMX at the beginning. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Loved that one, too. And that was I didn't like that, because... man, I really enjoyed that. I cannot tell anybody this ever. Yeah. I'm just
I've seen that one down. I've seen Stick It.
Okay. Wow. Sure. I'm so... As soon as you said BMX, I'm like,
I'm the only girl on this podcast that has not seen either of these cheerleader movies.
Yep. Okay, she was also
just checking.
She was my Mary Jane Watson, I will say.
Never. She was mine. Never. She really did not embody Mary Jane in the slightest bit.
She was a manic pixie dream girl.
Mary Jane Watson is not a manic
pixie
dream
girl.
No, she's
not.
She's just a dream girl.
Yes.
She's not manic.
She's kind of that manic in that Eternal Sunshine, too. Although,
yeah,
Kate Winslet was
more.
Kind
of a twist on it. Like, I don't know. We've had a podcast on this, so if you want to hear my thoughts more in depth, go there. But yeah, I think she combated a lot of that in the movie. But to each their own.
We're not talking about movies or games today, though, guys.
No.
Why is that, Ryan?
Because you have to make me do it.
It's October. It's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
We were supposed to talk
about
a game right now.
We were going to play Siren for the PS4, originally a PS2, I guess, remaster for the PS4. And we didn't get around to it.
Sure did not.
We struggled with Evil Within for so fucking long I think it drained all of my horror game boner.
It's an experience grind first. Not only did we not complete the game, neither of us have even fucking played it yet.
Nope.
And so instead of that, you're just getting a fucking awesome little Halloween episode where we just talk about Halloween the holiday.
Yeah.
So
it'll just be like that wizard episode we did with the Tadpog guys, in which we talked about the wizard for maybe a minute.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same thing. So pretend... You know, this is a Tadpog. We played Siren. You know, it was scary. Very Japanese.
Very Japanese,
feel,
yeah.
I think. Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, tangent. Halloween.
So, yeah, we're going to talk about Halloween. All right. So, Halloween is like, it's a fucking holiday, right?
It's like a very American holiday, though.
Yeah,
starting off bold with bold statements.
But I mean,
there.
But nowhere else in the world do they care about Halloween the way we do here.
They have their own version in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Dia de los Muertos.
Muertos.
Did I say all that right?
Dia de los Muertos.
Dia de los Muertos. Anyway, Day of the Dead. Ours is sort of like that, but it's cooler and way more focused
on Satan.
Theirs is
more reverent.
Like.
It's about like dead relatives, right? And you know,
but they don't have Satan. And Satan's fucking awesome.
I don't know, but their art style is
their art style blows it away.
Dope.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's more reverent. That's actually that. Halloween for us is like, it's like a cultural phenomenon with no real purpose.
Halloween is also like, it's like more, it's definitely a millennial holiday. It has grown like the last 20 years.
Oh, really?
It's always been a thing.
Yeah.
But like millennials and like kids and people our age have like, Halloween
really
is like it's blown up.
It is
like,
very recent. You never hear of like Halloween during the Depression era.
Christmas now, like
who's knocking on doors giving out candy in the Depression? I mean,
man, it's funny.
I'm a dirty kid. Trick or treat.
It's funny you bring that up because
nothing's funny about the Depression.
No, the Depression is fucking hilarious because fuck you, poor people. I hate you. No. So Halloween was pretty big up until the Depression because Halloween, I think I read this just like 2 days ago because, of course, there's Halloween facts everywhere. People would go door to door, usually the poorer people, and rich people would dress up in rags and make fun of poor people.
Holy shit.
And then poor people would go door to door asking if they had anything to hand out for Halloween until the Depression when...
Everybody
nobody had shit to
same.
Hand out, and it kind of killed Halloween for a while.
Aww.
And then it came back.
That makes sense.
Because
I knew there had to be some reason. Because it's only, you don't see Halloween in like culture, pop culture from a certain period.
Yeah.
Period.
Like up until like maybe the 60s, 70s is
like
the first time you see Halloween.
I'm glad to hear that ours is popular, but I worry that Halloween might be going by the wayside because we don't really do trick or treats as much anymore. Like last several years, we've like eagerly waited by the door with baskets of candy. Nobody fucking comes to our place. We look like creepers. People are doing trunk or treats.
That's the thing. Everything's moved to this trunk or treat thing.
We're worried about safety.
Exactly.
I get
Everybody's worried
about
their fucking precious kids. Nobody cares about your fucking kids, people. Fuck you. Fuck your kids.
So it's like we're drunk. I'm by the door. I've had like two bottles of wine. Kids, Get this candy. Come
you guys,
here.
You guys like, also live like out in the middle of Rateville, USA. Nobody's coming
there's
by.
There's been a few times when I've lived in
there's been a few
apartment
rapes.
Complexes with you know, people and kids around.
Hey, we have the same issue. We've tried to do candy in our neighborhood like the past 3 years, and just nobody has come.
Every once in a while, though, you'll have one like random kid knock on the door, and you're like, well, I haven't had a trick-or-treater in years. Here's some handful of peanuts.
Here's a little Debbie brownie. Oatmeal cream pie for you.
Here's a banana that's turned almost completely black. Get out of here.
I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting
you.
Oh, my
God.
Also, I'm drunk.
Full of razor blades. Tell your parents. No, it is different now. But we grew up in an era. Like, did you guys go door-to-door trick-or-treat?
Yeah. We had events at our school, of course. But then there was, like, a separate night where you got to run amok, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. And your parents let you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
I moved around a lot as a kid, so I had trick-or-treating in, like, apartment, like, more, like, urban areas, out in the country, which was a little bit, like, less of a feast as going, you know.
In the city.
Yeah.
That's, you drive to suburbs, and then your parents drop you off and let you walk around by yourselves.
Yeah.
And then drive to another one.
I think my latest age of trick-or-treating was probably, like, actually with Michelle, before she was at her house in town, and we were all like,
all her personal details for you too, so you can look her up real easy. Check out her foot videos online. I'm sorry, her car video.
I keep telling her she could make a fucking fortune with foot fetish videos. She doesn't believe me.
Oh my gosh,
it'll be an experience grind episode later on.
It should be.
But we did that. My mom always made our costumes.
I'm glad
that
you
was
that
really
up.
Cool.
I want to come back to that.
Like she always, you know, made them, and that was really fun. Whenever we wanted, and we did a lot of that. And my mom's a big Stephen King fan, so I think horror and like that kind of stuff was always kind of alive and well in our house because
mine too.
That we didn't really decorate the outside much, but
yeah.
As somebody who knows you and your family too, I don't know this question. What does your dad feel about horror?
Oh, he's uninterested.
Okay, so
nothing scares
like
him.
Too, just
nothing in the world
okay.
could possibly scare or alarm him.
Okay.
And he's just, you know, I don't know. You'd have to ask him, but
see,
I think he'd say something like,
That doesn't
dumb
surprise
bullshit.
Me, but I was really hoping there'd
say.
Be like, well, you know, it's weird. He really loves Gremlins 2, the new
batch. No. And, you know, my dad never dressed up or anything like that. I mean, that was just like, wasn't, that's
so
not his
thing. Is your dad Hank Hill or Ron Swanson?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is he closer to?
I'd say Ron
Swanson.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I think he's less sensitive than Ron Swanson.
That's true. Ron Swanson is
does
pretty
have a
sensitive
few
at
moments.
Times.
He can be. He does have feelings and they do get hurt.
He's not afraid to show. Yeah. No, my dad.
So you talked about your mom making your costumes. Mm-hmm. Was that because you were poor?
I don't know. No, honestly.
Because
I
was a poor kid growing up, and we had to go through that same thing.
I'm just going to arch you over here. Just phrasing.
Phrasing.
Is that because you're poor?
No, and it's funny.
That's
not
bad phrasing. That's
here,
a serious
here's
question.
The great thing. Like, when you have a really good parent, you don't know you're poor.
Sure,
until
and that's the
age.
Thing. I didn't know. Yeah.
I didn't either. And so, like, I know, like, my mom stayed at home. They had one income. And, like, looking back on, like, some of the places we lived, I don't think we were... I think we were, you know, pretty lower middle class.
So what like homemade costumes did you get?
She did. Some of the earliest ones I remember like out of felt and, you know, she'd stuff and my brother and I were dragons, unicorn. But she had this one that I loved and I used it year after year in different ways. She made this like elastic horse that I could pull up around my waist and it had like a tail and a head with bridle.
No fucking way.
Yeah. And so I could like wear it and it was all stuffed. So,
okay.
And it had like little legs on the, you know, so it looked like I was
so
riding
I've
a horse.
So I've seen those like, that's a big thing
she
now.
She made one.
I've seen it like with like an ostrich,
you know,
or.
So as I got older and like less enthusiastic about Halloween, but just wanted candy, I'd be like a cowgirl or I'd be like a circus princess or I'd be, you know, just like.
Whatever.
Whatever.
That's a fucking
yeah,
awesome
so
one.
I used that horse for years. I loved it. But she made that, and I used to play in it and stuff. And that's the other thing about those Halloween costumes. You could wear them all times of the year, too, and mess around in the backyard and play pretend. So it was
I
very
remember,
fun.
I think I was a ninja a few years. My first Halloween costume I remember, I was like a fucking pumpkin for like 3 years in a row.
I was very close. Going off of Halloween and horror and being in a horror household like yours, Laura, I saw the movie Attack of the Killer Tomatoes and fell in love, and I was a killer tomato
That's
for Halloween.
Awesome.
I'd love to
and
see
it was the homemade same situation like where it's like, yeah, we were probably lower middle class too, but like I didn't know it and parents made a costume. So my mom made a giant tomato, and it was, I remember just being a, like a giant round red thing, and it was like kind of happy, like it wasn't super scary like a killer tomato should be. But like I loved it.
Oh, I remember my mom did one for my brother. He was a Ninja Turtle. Of course that was at the peak.
Yeah, we did that too.
So I was going to ask, I was going to guess you were a Ninja Turtle, right?
Absolutely.
I was too.
She did a we had a big like stainless steel bowl, and my mom paper mache'd a shell and like painted it and did all the sashes and stuff for him around the eyes and stuff. So he had this like this hard, like textured shell that she did.
She went all out. Yeah. Our costume, my costume, was made entirely of felt. There was no nice shell in the back. It was just like a felt floppy back.
Oh.
I had me and my sister had Ninja Turtle pajamas.
Huh.
So we got that, and then green face paint, and then like the eye patch. That was our Ninja Turtle costume.
I, that's perfect though.
I
but
think
like,
I ask, like, which one were you?
I've always been and forever will be a Raphael.
Oh, my brother was a Leonardo.
The dick.
Of course. I'm cool but rude.
Okay, well, I was the party dude. Of course. Was Michelangelo.
Really?
But you did not train this. I love Donatello. Yeah. I think this is what I think.
I see you as a more of a Donatello.
This is kinda, I think what happens sometimes is my mom picks up on something, but like doesn't get it. All of it?
Yeah, sure.
So I think I was Michelangelo. Sure. Maybe I was Donatello. I don't remember. I remember Casey got exactly who she wanted.
Of course.
Oh. And I did not.
Yeah.
I think
because as a kid, this is the dumb petty
shit. I think like what's amazing though.
It means nothing in life.
Kids are petty, but I think it's amazing. Our parents did these things with no internet or Pinterest or YouTube tutorials.
They'd have to go to like Walmart and get those kits.
I think my mom did.
And then you look and you study the kit and then you do it on your own.
You can do kits for like dresses and things. I don't know that they have kits for like...
costume kits.
I think they did. I remember those too. I don't think my mom ever used them, but...
I remember being bored at Walmart sitting at a table looking through all these costume kits. And it was literally like... You need to cut out this kind of felt and material. And
I think
this
my mom just, you know, was just winging it. But she did good.
It sounds like Matt had the best shell of all of us.
He had a good shell. I wonder what became of the shell. I don't know.
That's a good question.
But yeah, that was always like, we always had a good time with that. I don't remember anything particularly. We were 12 years old. We were kind of half-heartedly in costume. I don't even know if we were in costume. Went around to some friends, neighbor's houses.
So you say half-heartedly in costume, like what is that?
Like when
like
you're
nurse?
Like a teenager and you're like, I don't even know. You're like,
I'm
just
a
give
flight
me candy,
attendant.
But I'm like
I
too old
put
for
on
this.
A nice shirt.
And so, we were walking around in a pack and some guy threw a beer out of his car window.
I think it's called a gaggle, not a pack.
That's for geese.
Yeah.
Yeah. And... he threw a beer can at us and he's like, bitches! And it hit my foot and it split open and cut my foot open.
Jesus Christ.
That was my
welcome to the real world, Laura.
Bedford, man.
Yeah. Your story is always in so dark. So dark and sad.
So I get what you're saying. So you half ass it.
Yeah.
I really, really half assed it like my junior year, maybe sophomore. I checked out this book from the library called Growing Up Jewish. And I became obsessed with Jews and Jewish culture. So I just Halloween, I went as a fucking Jew.
Oh my god!
What?
But like a World War II concentration camp Jew.
No,
not realizing how just fucking incredibly offensive it was.
God, Kyle.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Oh, it was bad.
Where were the Halloween police to strike you down?
It was bad, dude.
The costume police.
Like, it wasn't, like, bad. I just was, like, in this oversized trench coat and, like, a hat. I looked like more... It was more like...
This is historically accurate.
It was really,
accurate.
Like, a communist, like, during the bread lines, but I called myself a Jew. And I was like, yeah, I'm a Jew for Halloween. Isn't it funny? It's awesome. It was bad, man. It was really...
Well, I don't know. I think all you have to do is just joke and sing about, and then people think it's great.
I hadn't even
like,
seen
Life is
Fiddler.
Beautiful.
I hadn't even seen Fiddler on the Roof yet.
Yeah.
I could have just said I was
at
Tevye.
That point, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't.
I'm a rich boy.
So that was maybe my worst costume, although
that's Fiddler on the Roof, right?
I actually have one that tops it. But I want to get into your gut. So high school. This is when Halloween becomes a little too cool. But did you guys still dress up?
I still dress up throughout college.
Well,
every
year
of college.
It comes back in college.
It does. Yes.
Or like in adult life, it can come back. But I think my last like as a child knocking on doors for candy was probably like junior high.
Oh,
my heart
yeah,
wasn't
yeah.
in it anymore.
Trick-or-treating like, stops a lot earlier than like going to a party.
Yeah,
yeah that's what I'm talking about. Like those high school parties put on like. Well, I went to a couple like by the band directors and stuff like that.
Huh.
Maybe I was playing sports and I didn't get. Maybe I was not cool enough to get invited.
I was gonna say, yeah, I'm out of this question because I was.
But
not cool
but
enough
in
to go to
but
parties.
In college or like in adult life, you know, actually we're gonna be going to our neighbor's Halloween party this weekend, which will be cool because we can stumble home. But they're like, "Are you dressing up?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I'm 33."
I have a Marge Simpson costume I wear now that you could borrow if you'd like.
A Marge Simpson costume? Does it include the beehive?
Last
Blue
time
beehive,
I dressed up,
orange dress. That's my new go-to.
Did you
costume.
Yellow oh. yourself?
No, I just because I keep yourself. The beard and everything too. But
okay.
it's very obvious you're fucking like Marge it. Simpson when you're wearing a 9-foot-tall blue beehive.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Actually, okay. last time we dressed up and went to a party, it was right after we got back from Korea, and nobody knew who we were.
I am not very proud of this, but
I want to hear this. Just because he's not proud of it, let's go.
No, I'm not.
Kyle, like, you're gonna think lower of me.
I will not because I will. Just, I will.
This
I've
was
got
a last minute.
You.
This is one of those ones where you've been invited to this party and you're like shit, and you
what
dig around in
do?
Your closet,
what
or you go to
do?
Goodwill real fast.
Sure.
We decided to be Sheldon Cooper and Amy
oh,
from the Big Bang
I do.
Theory.
I do hate it already. I'm
I know.
So,
he's got like the
I
same
know.
Clothes.
I'm
and
sorry,
we slicked
buddy.
His hair over and gave him a little satchel.
But it was easier. I thought people would get it.
I could put
wait,
glasses on,
wait.
Brown hair.
How many times did you say bazinga?
Oh, he none. I don't know.
I don't think I said bazinga once.
Okay. Okay.
No, he wasn't in character.
Because I'm not a basic bitch, Kyle.
You are redeemed.
So, yeah, so we thought, okay, we can do this. And nobody, like, and I dressed frumpy, and people just thought I was frumpy.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. You got Sneezy Smurf and Sneezy Snurf and Frumpy Snurf.
Snurf.
Snurf. That was the off, that was the generic
so,
Mexico
like,
brand.
So, like, I remember talking Snurf. To some guy, and I was like, he's like, I can't remember. I said, oh, I like your costume. And he was like, blah, blah. And I was like, get it? And I was like, that's my husband. Get it? We came as a pair. And he was like, no. And I was like,
I think that person you're referring
you know,
to is.
No. And I was like, it's a TV show. You know, everybody knows it. And that's the other thing, too. When
I
you
literally
do
think that was.
When,
it
no,
was.
It wasn't. But
it was.
No, it wasn't.
Because we
well,
met up with him first.
Too.
And he just could not get
it. It was some other stranger.
I'm not surprised.
That's
at
the
all.
Other thing, too. Like, if your Halloween costume is too obscure or clever, you like it has to hit the pitch of where like it's recognizable
it
to enough
to that
people.
Mainstream, yeah.
Like, you had the good one you talked about in college and nobody knew what you were.
Yeah, I dress up as the iPod commercials. You know, the neon backgrounds, black silhouette person yeah. dancing with iPod. I did that. Put black all over me, put on black clothes, had the white classic iPod in hand, had a back strap with a poster board that was like bright
God
neon
damn,
orange
dude,
behind
you went
me,
fucking
and
out.
And I pose and dance. Nobody fucking got it. Not one single person got
I'm
it.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so yeah.
So
you're
then
overachiever.
I think after that, I never dressed up again.
I'm sorry. Dude,
except
that's...
Sheldon Cooper because, hey, I have a Flash shirt.
Bazinga.
And I look nerdy. Bazinga.
You do share some similarities with that fella.
No, you don't. I
yeah,
don't.
I bought him that laundry folder one time as a joke, and he used it until it fucking broke in half.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm here, pretty anal about a lot of shit. That's
so
I do have that.
I want to ask this more specifically to Ryan, because I think he might get it.
Oh, sure.
And this is my embarrassing one. So my junior and senior years of high school, I wanted the same
more
thing.
More embarrassing than the Jewish person?
I think so, just because of the, yeah.
Yeah, I think whatever
ahead,
this is going to be
proceed,
is going to be a walk
proceed.
In the park.
Well,
let's
maybe.
Go ahead.
All right, so I want you to guess
yes.
what
uh-huh.
a high school-aged, angry-at-the-world, nihilistic Kyle would dress as for his favorite movie at this time.
Natural Born Killers?
Close.
Close. So were you John Travolta?
I will give you a hint. It involved face paint.
The Crow.
There was The Crow. I was fucking obsessed with The Crow.
Good on you for
yes.
Fist bump. Great, Laura. I would have never got that.
Oh, that was like
The
that
Crow
was
before my
time.
Oh man,
no.
I saw The Crow
I did not
so
appreciate. I was the Crow so into, at all.
I still really like the
it
Crow.
It was the original emo.
Oh, it was so emo, so fucking goth, so fucking.
And he
just,
like truly died. That like just made it so much.
And
more.
He came back to avenge his love.
No, but like he died in real life too.
Oh yeah, he did. Brandon Lee totally died. Yeah. On the set
so
of that
it's
movie.
Like it was like a really serious
fucking
emo.
Love the Crow.
It's
man.
A
issue.
Really serious emo issue. Are all emo issues super
no,
serious?
No, they're not.
No,
really.
No.
Serial
they just think they are.
But they're all taken that way.
But
yeah.
That one was for real, guys. That one was
Brandon
for real.
Brandon Lee dying. Everything is a Brandon Lee dying on the goth scale.
That's a 10. That's an 11.
But no, I had the fucking face paint. Dude, when in high school, we could paint our fucking senior parking spaces.
I was going to say, did people get you confused
that.
With Sting?
I painted mine in the fucking Crow face
did
paint.
Did you?
Yeah. Wow. All white. God, it was so bad. And like... It's not worth that much love and praise.
I mean,
the Crow.
I recently went back and watched it a few years ago, and I was like,
yeah, it's okay. It's yeah. fine. Doesn't deserve it's man. Right. I fucking yeah. latched onto it as a dumb high school kid, though.
I love that, though. Like, yeah, I don't care
have,
about that movie in the slightest
like
bit, but
that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh I'm God. Cool. Like, fuck it. Wave that Crow freak flag. That's so perfect.
I want to know more than just, like, high school themes. Like, what I want to know is, if we're going to talk about movies, I want to know the movie that scared the living shit out of
oh,
you.
Oh, Ryan
as a kid.
Knows this.
I think we're the same, probably.
Like, yeah. What was the movie you were like? You know, where you want to watch it, but
watch
you can't
today.
Look away. But nope. You're like,
oh, I can't even. It's fucking Child's Play. Fuck Child's Play.
Really?
You can't go back to them still.
Fuck no, I hate them.
Wait,
I can't
Play's
watch
are the
even
Chucky's.
The, yeah, I can't even
really?
Watch the funny ones now. I can't. I fucking hate dolls.
Also, they're not funny anymore. They're going back to horror.
And
the
I
last
get,
two.
I get like, I it's not my thing, but I get people that are terrified of clowns because of the Tim Curry It.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking get it because yeah. I am fucking frightened of dolls. I fucking hate them. I can't. I hate them. I don't want to be in the room with them. I remember spending the night at my grandmother's and she fucking
yeah.
made me sleep in the doll room.
The doll room.
And I would wait.
It fucking always happens. The same thing happened to me with my Nana.
I would remember I would wait until she would go to sleep and then I would, because I couldn't sleep, I would just stand in there and fucking look at all the dolls.
So not to creep you out further, but have you been made aware of the... There's a new doll phenomenon. I see this pop up from time to time in my like sale websites and Craigslist and shit. They're like the for real babies or whatever. They look exactly like a newborn infant.
That doesn't bother me as much
they're,
because
no, but it's what, like Uncanny Valley.
That's
like,
what
it's,
gets me. It's if it's Uncanny
bad.
Valley, and that's
and
what gets me about
like, for
like
my $200 or $300
and Chucky
are hideous
and porcelain dolls and like American Girl and fuck all of it.
Ooh.
No doll mm-hmm. should exist.
Agreed.
Incinerate them all from the
it's
earth.
It's the worst.
Agreed.
But yeah, Child's Play, hands down, no question. Everything else sure. I fucking love. Werewolves, clowns, Draculas, even though it's yeah. vampires, but I love calling vampires Draculas.
Draculas.
It's fucking awesome. Zombies, sure. mummies, love it all. Brutal, suicide killers, Jason, Freddy, fuck yeah.
I know what still gets
your,
him.
You ever seen the movie Dolly Dearest?
No.
No.
Yeah, it's fucking terrifying. It's like a
Dolly
ripoff.
Dolly Dearest.
You ever seen Puppet Masters?
Yes.
Yes.
Fuck all of those.
Oh, those are fun.
Oh, fuck them.
I love them, especially the third one, which is like, I think, a World War II
is
one.
It?
Yeah, it's like a time travel one where they the Puppet Master's a Jew and he gets revenge on the Nazis.
So was it me?
With his puppets. it was young Kyle in full Auschwitz yeah. garb. Ready to go. No, but it was a lot of fun.
Well, so Ryan, I know what gets you as an adult, but is that the same thing that like used to get you?
I don't know what you're referring to. Do you want to elaborate? Because I think
the
I know, but
extraterrestrial.
Oh yeah, aliens still freak me out. If we're going what terrified me most as a kid, I mean, Child's Play scared the piss out of me for a long time, but I got over it, I guess.
Didn't your dad, like, punk you?
Yes. Yeah, I think I've told that story. But the one thing that lasts, like, throughout all this time, Fire in the Sky. I barely can stand that movie. I can't watch it. It's the story. It's like the real life events.
Yes.
You know, big finger quotes here. About the man who gets abducted by aliens, yes. essentially disappears for a week, winds up found 5 days later, miraculously mm. naked. And then they like do like a bunch of tests on him. Like they do the lie detector test, like all kinds of stuff. And like he passes all of it. Like his accounts were verified. This is all true. But anyway, they turn into a movie and it has the most horrific alien abduction scene.
All of the shit on the alien ship. Fucking, I get you, bro. And when you find out, like, the Greys is just like their spacesuit, and then they're like fleshy colored weird things.
Yep. Ew. Yep. It fucked me. I can't do it. Close Encounters wig me out. Even though it's like a nice, happy Spielberg indie movie, I still can't fucking do it. Like the scenes where the kid's getting abducted slowly, like all the lights fucking with him and appearing and like the static of the microwave turning on. It's like a masterclass in terror for me. Yeah. What? Anything with aliens just freaks me out.
Fire in the Sky, the creepiest part to me is when like he wakes up and he's in the pod.
Yes.
And he like breaks out of that into the zero gravity and then like stumbles into another pod and it's like a skeleton. And like, and man, that dude, that fucked with me real hard. Mm-hmm. And he like that scream that he lets out because that somebody else has died in there. And he, goddamn, dude, fuck.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to go back
to that.
So
you have seen that movie for
Yeah.
Because those are the exact same details that are burned in me forever.
But
now.
It didn't scar me like it scarred you because I was really,
it
was very scary.
That even Signs fucked me up for like weeks afterwards. Ooh. And Signs is not like a super scary movie.
There's a couple of disturbing scenes in that I could see if you're worried
about
aliens.
It fucks me up. So I don't know. Aliens, I can't, especially, I was. Humanoid aliens, like the gray types,
the grays.
That fucks me up. You make it like some monster, like a xenomorph or something.
I see, like,
does nothing
on
I'm
his
not
Netflix
scared.
Queue. There'll be like five of these alien, like these cheap two-bit alien shows. I'm
undiscovered.
Like, I'm like,
digging up alien files.
And I'm like,
declassified aliens. Truth?
Is that what truth with a question mark?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Are
it
you
was.
Just like a masochist this week? You're just gonna watch all these shows?
I would
and
do
not
it.
Sleep? Yeah.
Leave me alone, babe. I'm watching alien stuff.
I can handle it. Two hours later, like I'm so sorry. Yeah. I can't handle it.
I get conquering fears, man. I conquered a fear of my own like 2 months ago.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What's that?
I've had a fear of upside down roller coasters since I was 8 years old. And we went to a theme park for my company picnic.
Mm-hmm.
That's and right.
They just got an upside down roller coaster. And I'm fucking, dude, I will tell you.
You did it?
I did it. And I really fucking loved it after it. But man, I was like, everybody, all my workmates waited. They're like, because I've been telling them forever. I was like, I want to do this. I want to do it. And they all waited, and they're like, yeah, we'll ride it with you. And they're fucking making fun of me because I was turning pale. And like, dude, I'm a very, as you know, I make jokes. I fucking cut people down. That's my thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, what the fuck? Like, I've never seen you not making fun or making jokes about anything. This is weird. And I got on it, and like, it doesn't take you up a hill; it just launches you.
Oh, see, that to me is more acceptable.
It was way better, and I'm glad it was that way.
The most hated part of a roller coaster to me is the click, click, click.
I like
click,
that
click,
on
click,
like
going
one
up the hill.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I don't care how many times it goes upside down, but I don't like that.
Really?
But I didn't, and I thought I was going to pass out because it launches you right into a fucking upside down loop.
Oh, cool.
And
we did the Hulk coaster in Florida, and that's the same thing.
Yeah.
Where they tick, 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 and then they just shoot you up halfway through. It's actually awesome.
I don't like the Bruce Banner talking.
He's like, I think I've got this time. I can control. No, he's coming out. And then as soon as like the Hulk like roars out, like you shoot up real quick.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't like to drop one, so it's freaking
out. Dude, that's awesome. Now, do you want to ride more roller coasters?
I do, because I really like it. And I rode it, like I think, like 6 times that day afterwards.
Awesome.
I really got it, and I was like, all right. I was still always a little nervous, but
that's really good.
No, I was stoked. So
Conquering Fears is like, it's really good. And like earlier, we were kind of talking about movies from childhood. Like, I think the first thing I remember really scaring the shit out of me was actually Neverending Story, that wolf in the cave. Yeah. Freaked me out as, like, a very, very young kid.
Really? I love him. Let me think of his name because
And he's so scary.
Now you love both wolves and caves.
Yeah. Yeah, I like him okay. But like, my brother, so we always have this funny
Grimork.
Story in my family. What
Grimork.
Was it? Okay.
And he's...
And
the nothing.
Yeah, that was so scary
to
me.
Yeah, that was his voice.
But my brother, so when he was real young, we have this family story that just keeps getting told because it's just so sad. I mean, he was probably like 4, you know, he was real young. And we had gone to bed. And so my mom was always so funny. So she would always tell us at a certain hour, I don't know if it was 7 p.m., 10 p.m., whenever, she would say, it's almost the witching hour. And she'd scare the shit out of us. And we'd go to bed because we thought after a certain hour she'd turn into a witch if we kept bothering her.
So your mom's the fucking coolest.
So we get the fuck to bed because we were like, God damn, she's like reaching the threshold if she's going to turn into a witch. So so we'd run to bed. And so, of course, you know, they're watching a movie and my brother sneaks out to ask for a glass of water or whatever. And it's Beetlejuice. And it's right in the part where they like stretch their faces. And he was like, blah, you know, scared the shit out of him. And so my mom consoled him and put him to bed. And I shared a room with him. We had twin beds, you know, and I mean, for like weeks and weeks after this, I could hear my brother under the covers with them pulled over his head going, Beetlejuice, very funny, not scary. Ha ha ha, Beetlejuice, so funny. Because my mom kept telling him that. She's like, Beetlejuice is a funny movie. It's not scary. It's ha ha, it's funny. And he would just be like repeating over and over and over in his little bed by himself. Beetlejuice, funny, ha ha.
Is your brother younger or older?
He's like 2 years younger and he had a little speech impediment. And so I was like, shut up over there. Like, so Beetlejuice fucked him up real bad for a long time.
I totally, that's funny because my sister's 3 years younger than me. And when we go stay with my dad, like, she had very bad separation anxiety from my mom, and like she would fucking stay up all night like until 5 a.m. because she couldn't sleep. And she fucking wake me up constantly because she was scared to be alone, and it fucking pissed me off and be like, shut up, go to fucking bed. If you sleep, the day comes quicker. Just fucking go to sleep, leave me alone. I was also an asshole older brother.
Well, yeah.
That was the worst, man.
But it is
I was
say, funny.
Like, yeah, me and my sister were fine, I guess.
I used to make her
separate bedrooms.
That is the thing.
I used to make my sister walk like 10 feet behind me whenever we'd go places in public.
Really?
I didn't want people to think that we even knew each other. I was that asshole older brother. Yeah, that was bad.
Terrible.
I felt bad.
I rethink our friendship.
I apologized to her years later.
But for your sibling to show that kind of like vulnerability around you, it's just such an opportunity if you're the older sibling. Like, you can, you know, I mean, it's just, you have them in your clutches to continue to be mean to them and, you know, exploit that. But
for sure.
I know, like,
I don't think I partaked in this.
Oh, yeah. No, I was very mean to my little brother. Terribly mean to him.
High five again.
I think mine was the opposite. I just ignored her, which made her.
I tried to. That was the other
I love
just
my brother
mad,
now. We're close now. But
me and my
sister
are like best friends too. Yeah, it's great.
But yeah, I gave him a hard time growing up. But that Beetlejuice scared him. And so, like, my mom used to always.
So, what scared you the most?
Well,
as
so,
a, as
you know,
child.
Other than those little things like the never ending story and stuff. My mom, so for me, it was like books. We didn't watch a whole lot. I didn't have cable and stuff. And so I'd see like a scary movie if we went over a sleepover, but it'd be a slasher. It'd be like Candyman or like, I know the Thriller video kind of scared me the first time I saw it. But my mom, she'd be like, hey, kids. And I think my mom was just like bored. And she was like she was just like, I want to read this story. So I'll just share it with you guys. You're kids. You're not going to like care about it. She's like, I have this book of stories. It's called, I mean, I literally remember. I could not have been older than third or fourth grade when she was reading these. Actually, we were in Maryland, so I was second grade or younger. If out of night shift, she read us The Boogeyman.
Holy shit.
She read us...
Out of night shift?
Yeah, she read us the one where the guy goes to Mars and... Or he does... He's the astronaut.
And the sand?
The eyes grow on his fingers.
Mm-hmm. That's a fucked up one. That's a really fucked up one.
So
these are Stephen King stories, by the way.
Yes. And so I think she just like wanted to read these and she didn't have free time.
And they're
time,
short
so she's
stories.
Like, gather around, children. I'll read you these stories because I want to read them too.
Holy
so,
shit. That's fucking
so
wild,
those,
man.
Those killed me. But I also got like, I think I got desensitized to stuff a little bit early. But today and the last, like as at a more mature age, paranormal stuff is what gets me. Like we went
shadow
down
people
like just weird stuff that's like there's like the part of my brain that goes, I don't know, maybe this world is full of mysteries and we don't fully understand all the energies that exist out there.
So
but I'm not this. But I'm not religious, so like it's like
it's a great segue.
It could be like dimensions.
Yeah,
fourth dimensional.
Who knows? You know, we're just
Bigfoot
like dumb people,
guys.
But no, like Bigfoot, things like that are like physical. Like we would have found them by now. We got GPS.
Not if
we
they are
like,
four dimensional. You guys are not. He travels between dimensions.
Yes. Okay.
I get
all right.
It.
I get you.
So
We went down to Savannah and did a bunch of ghost tours.
They
look primitive. And shit like that. And that shit,
aliens.
I kept awake. And you're right to tell your sister, like, go to sleep. The day comes faster. But it's like there's something that like just glues your eyes open. And you're like, don't look in that corner. Don't look in that corner. Nothing in that corner. Probably a murder. No, there's not a murder. That's stupid. And it's like that rational and that lizard brain of yours, like arguing with each other.
The
and it's
lizard
so
brain.
Stupid.
So like, all right. So you brought it up. So like the spiritual realm, we've talked about like.
That shit disturbs
me. Haunted houses. Like, so you have like your fucking haunted house where it's a bunch of high school kids dressed up. I fucking hate those.
That costs $5.
Oh, where all they do is jump out and go boo, and that's it.
I hate
just jump scare
thon. Real haunted houses, I don't fucking believe in.
What do you mean? Like you mean like
wait, so? All right,
you're talking about like the abandoned house out in the boonies.
Categories here too, because there are also real quality haunted houses.
Have you spent $40 on a haunted house before?
Yeah.
No, because I hate them all.
Okay.
No, you're wrong.
All right.
Because there
I used
are
to
some...
be the same.
Yes.
Here's the thing. I don't hate them because they're bad.
They're okay.
I just hate this whole thing.
I
hate it all.
Okay, so
what?
I hate it all.
What part of it?
All of it. I don't want to be fucking scared in real life.
Oh, you don't want to be scared.
I don't want to do it. Leave me alone. Let me sit around.
But there's the hokey, like, you know, mom, pop running this, and their kids are dressed up. And then you're like, oh, God, I bet a guy with a chainsaw with no chain is going to chase me. I'm like, bitch, you don't have a chain on that. You'd be hitting me with a stick. I ain't scared of that. That's stupid because I'm like some hillbilly kid. Like, I know
it's
what a chainsaw.
It's fun, though. It's the same
that,
like adrenaline
that's
is
fine.
Like a roller coaster.
You got to go to those
sure,
like
right?
several beers deep and you have a real good time. But like we recently, against my like better, because I'm a tight ass. Like we went with friends and they were like, we got to go to this haunted house. It was in like Atlanta and it was $40. I was like, $40
recently,
for a haunted
is
house.
Is it like this year?
No,
two
it was like
years
2 years ago.
Okay.
We snuck out on
and
the reception
was,
or something.
And
to
what
go
sold
to
me
it.
Was this haunted house had acquired like a warehouse full of movie props and high quality, you know, things that have been used for like, I mean, it was of quality and they had really just the most amazing lighting effects that were like really, it was more than just like jump out and go boo. It was
they
like,
were very creative with the ways
it was,
to
it was beautiful.
You.
It was interesting. It was spooky, but it was also like you were in some sort of a, more of a fun house with a
I
lot
would
of
almost
effects
say like
and
a horror museum
mirrors
you go like,
and
oh, this was clearly from like some alien movie somewhere, and this was from like a
really,
slasher movie.
Really cool stuff, and they put a lot. So then that
was
like
also
another
scary.
Level.
Yeah, that's good.
That was cool, and I felt like I had transcended to another level. But you're talking about you and your buddies go out to the abandoned house out in the country with a flashlight and look around haunted house, right?
Those, yes. And we also,
like old
for
man
real,
Jackson died there.
We used to go to a, you know, Step Cemetery.
Yeah.
We used to go there tons when I was a kid or in like a teenager.
Yes.
With like, and I'd take a fucking camera and I'd like film shit and I'd be like, because dude, I've always been skeptical of this
bullshit.
I had
been out there once, I think. We actually were out there on a hike, and you can still see all the little baby dolls on the kid's grave and toys and stuff. And even in the daylight, that place is kind of like
it's a little
spooky.
Creepy.
Yeah.
But I think it's yourself building it up. Again, I'm not into that shit.
No,
I don't also
I'm not.
Think
logic,
if
I'm
ghosts
a logical
are a
person.
Thing and they stick around for a reason, I don't know why any ghost would stay by a cemetery.
I don't know.
If they would probably be where they died and had unfinished business. Nobody has unfinished business at the cemetery.
Well, maybe that's just, you know, they have a zone of, you know, where they can go.
That's not
I'm
how,
a logical
that's
person.
That's not how
like
it
my
works.
Logical brain says that's
this
stupid
imaginary
shit.
Thing is not how I say it works.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so like
the soul leaves the body in a place. It doesn't follow
but
the
see,
dead
like,
body.
When you go to a really spooky town like Savannah or New
Nobody
Orleans or something where there's been a lot of history and like a lot of death, and then you're laying in a hotel room and you're just like, maybe this is like a tuberculosis hospital and like thousands of people died here and we're on top of like a burial mound. I
see,
don't know. Like I start
just
getting
give me
like
a
weird
boner.
Stuff.
I'd be like, yeah, let's make let's make weird stuff happen here.
Oh no!
Let's have the ghost watches bang.
They're probably just a bunch of kids.
Even better.
The other thing, I think this is what opened the door to my paranormal like weirdness.
Yeah,
I read Amityville Horror probably in like high school and Pet Sematary. I read several of these supernatural type books, but Amityville Horror, the book is only like. It's like less. It's like 100 pages. It's short.
Yeah.
And the book is bright red. The cover and the book, it is blood red. And I found it at like a, you know, a yard sale or a flea market or something. And it was 50 cents. I picked it up and I read it. And you get to this point, if you've ever read a book so scary where it's like 4 a.m. and you're like, I have to keep reading to resolve this horrible situation because I can't very well sleep now. So I'm committed to now like reading the entire book until it's not scary anymore, I guess. Like, and I just read it all. And it's scary because it's like on blah, blah, blah date at 2:05 a.m. priest so-and-so came, and it was like a documentary, and I'd never been exposed to anything like that on TV or anything except for like Unsolved Mysteries and shit, but it was like
Unsolved Mysteries was super creepy.
Yes, it is. My grandma loved
watched
that.
Them religiously. Lots of Alien shout outs.
They started getting into some of that. But that the whole when it's posed like and this is the same with your alien stuff, when it is posed like it's real.
See, all right.
That freaks me out too. Like I can't help getting, even though like my, like I said, like my logical brain says, this is stupid. This is fake. This is fucking fake. Shut up. But the lizard brain goes, but what if it's not? What if it's based in a little bit of truth?
That's why like my favorite Stephen King stories, especially short stories, are the ones where he's written in like a journalist style, where it's somebody writing stuff in a journal, like N. N is my fucking favorite one.
Which one?
It's just the letter N, and it's about like a psychiatrist who's treating this dude who has obsessive compulsive disorder. It was in Just After Sunset.
Okay, I'm not as familiar.
You should read, if you haven't, N is the by far the best one.
I maybe read different, I'll go back.
Also like Salem's Lot or Jerusalem's Lot, which is like the 1800s tellings of that. I love all of the Paranormal Activity movies because they're like that style.
I like the first. The first one gave
me a little...
The
third one's good, too. I love the third one.
Third one is the 80s one, right?
Yeah, that
one's
fantastic.
And I like the second one where it's like her sister's house.
I thought it was good till the end, kind of lost me a little bit.
Yeah, that's what they kind of all go that way.
I think that's why like subtlety works more. Like you have a low budget movie like Paranormal Activity or Blair Witch, which I didn't.
Blair Witch?
Yeah, and so this is why like when I get told ghost stories on like a haunted tour or I read books, my imagination is a much more powerful tool than most anything I'll be shown on you know, a movie or anything. And
I'll introduce you to John Carpenter's The Thing. And that'll show you some shit that you've not imagined.
The Thing?
Yeah, I know. You've seen it already.
I love The Thing.
Or The
Fly. But it doesn't keep me up at night.
But we talked about like the VHS movies.
I love them.
A lot of them are similar. They're shot in like a camcorder style.
Yes.
And that I fucking love that. It immerses you.
It's lo-fi.
Yes.
Yes.
It's kind of, it's why I mentioned to the Jim Sterling thing about how low resolution that lo-fi quality adds to it because you can't make out details.
Yeah.
It still leaves a lot to your imagination. It gives you like the faintest.
I absolutely love The Thing and The Fly and I love The Reanimator. Oh my God. Yes. I love them, but they don't like, I can go to bed and it's fine. Like I appreciate a good movie and
the
quality
Reanimator,
special
there's
effects.
Nothing like really disturbing visually, but like some of the shit in The Fly, does that not disturb, like seeing like the guy's arm melt with Jeff Goldblum's acid spit,
I think, or gore
does him peeling his ears and nails off?
It's like, I mean, it's disgusting. It's
but
like
doesn't
a
that stick with you.
No,
like
it does. It doesn't keep me awake at night. I can watch I can watch
people,
stuff like that.
It's body horror and that affects a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Body horror gets me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just watched Gerald's Game and there was a really good scene of body horror, I think.
Is it her degloving herself?
Yeah, I was going to say she takes the glove off.
They
did a real good job on the show with whatever effects those were. And it gives you a cringe, but I'm not like kept awake
by
that.
I fucking flipped out when they talk about that in the book, man. It's fucked up, for real. I haven't seen the show, but I can only imagine.
It's worth a watch.
I want to.
Those are the perfect movies for Netflix. We were talking about that. Small, you know, group of characters, pretty low budget, one setting. Wouldn't make waves in the theater, but it's perfect for Netflix. And it's good. It's quality. It's good.
Small character pieces.
I guess, do you guys like Halloween? That's my real final question.
I liked 1, 2. Season of the Witch was okay.
Season of the Witch is the best one.
I've actually not seen
any of them. Halloween, like the holiday?
I was just making a joke.
Halloween, the holiday.
Yes, I know. That was my joke, was that I took it very literally.
I think for me, like, we don't have children, and I think, like, I think what the magic of Halloween is often captured through like kids when you can like blast them with something really scary.
Sure. And sure. And fucking.
I think maybe we're missing. Like
minds.
I sometimes feel like we're missing an opportunity to like really scare the shit out of our own children. Or I want that opportunity someday to go, it's the witching hour. Get the fuck to bed. Like
you do have one of the most skittish dogs in the world.
Yeah. I mean,
you
could easily... It's not fun to scare her.
It's no, it's sad.
It makes
pathetic.
You feel bad. She feels bad. Nobody's having fun.
But like as an adult, I mean, I think
Murphy, I love you,
Murph. But I
oh, here she comes, hey girl,
she's coming.
Hey girl.
But I think Halloween is most alive in the eyes of a young person who doesn't have the sense to like, you know, it just aww. It's just so it's so real and like, you know, we were talking about too, like going to the scary stuff around town. I used to take friends out to the Williams Covered Bridge.
Oh yeah, and the fucking
oh gosh, yeah,
the Covered Bridge and Tunnelton Tunnel.
Yeah,
there's so much of that shit in Bedford.
And I'm like, why don't we? Would that still scare us if we went there? Maybe
that geographical shit in like your town as a kid.
Yeah, what did you?
Did you have like the haunted historical landmarks?
I don't think we really did have anything
oh,
close.
Because sure, I'm sure you did.
We had at least three around this area that I know of. There was Step Cemetery, the Tunnelton Tunnel, and the Covered Bridge that all had
stories.
Ghost stories tied
yeah.
to them.
Mm-hmm.
The
you
fucking
know,
Tunnelton Tunnel was on
even
goddamn Unsolved
yeah.
Mysteries.
And even like I think
I never heard any kid ever talk about anything
scary.
Did they
used to talk about
town,
the
like
red brick shelter house like at Otis that you could see somebody in the top floor or
I've
something.
Never heard that, but my mom has told me many stories about the third floor of the courthouse, which they don't use. There's I forget her name, but there's supposed to be a ghost lady up there, and my mom's had to go up there sometimes, and she's like she'll hear
feeling.
A noise and she'll be like, oh, I hear you, whatever your name is. Oh, I know you're here. Because my mom's into that, all that shit.
We potentially had a ghost at our rehearsal, or not rehearsal, our reception, at our wedding reception.
Really?
Yeah.
Down
we
in
didn't get
Georgia?
To see it. Because, yeah, down in Savannah. We were...
Well,
we
hang on. We
having
had,
a big
before,
old party time.
Before that, we had gone on a ghost tour the night before,
yes.
and our wedding venue... where we were having the reception downstairs in the brick basement
haunted.
Was part of the ghost tour.
Yeah.
And we knew that because we had done that, you know, a
that's
year
fucking
before.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So like we knew that we were going
to
be in
the... They also had lions downstairs chained to the post.
That moved... They like...
Apparently. And you could see like in the post where the chain rubbed it down to almost nothing. Like in the basement. And it's super neat. It's like, yeah, lions were here. Fuck yeah. This is... reception.
Yeah, like no, like
absolutely
for real.
We'll take this.
The guy used to keep his circus animals down in that basement.
That's tight.
Like,
yeah, right.
So yeah, they
so
had left some of the historic. Yeah, it was like the stable for circus animals. But so we had gone there, and then we had several reports. Like your dad didn't when he realized that we were going to be having the reception in the same place that had been the ghost tour. He was real uneasy, and we didn't have anything because we were like. Five yeah. sheets to win, but
yeah.
I think a couple other yeah. people had like mentioned that they had like spooky encounters.
Vance, my dad and an uncle saw a bottle fly at somebody.
Well, that could
from
just
the
be
table
probably came from my
from
hand
the
to
table
someone's face
where nobody was sitting. Fly at somebody who was walking out. No, I think the bottle came at Vance.
I think
that was the eyewitness. He had a bottle thrown at him. Maybe my dad just threw a bottle at me.
And then was playing
and
I
like,
would totally,
a ghost.
I would totally see your dad doing that. It's like, no,
holy
man.
Shit, I've been
but
gaslighted
people,
this whole time.
When there are people that say that they felt like they got pinched or they got poked or scratched
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that kind of shit, that weirds me out.
That is just the patriarchy.
Sexual harassment.
They're fucking getting you.
Oh no. Where do we go?
But no, I like Halloween, but like I said, I think Halloween loses its luster a little bit
you
as an
so?
Adult. Maybe.
Yeah.
For me.
I've always enjoyed Halloween. It's not my favorite.
It was
holiday,
so much more like alive when I was yeah. a youth.
I've always appreciated it. It's been fun. Man, I didn't even tell this. So I got in big trouble one Halloween. I'm gonna tell this story and then close
I'm
it out.
I'm surprised this wasn't how you let into the
I know
story.
I can't I meant to again. I think our earlier discussion just threw me off of everything. But no, I had to talk to the police the morning of November 1st.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So when I was a freshman, I had bought... So around Halloween, they always sell all kinds of shit. And I bought like a can of green and a can of pink like hairspray. It like changes the color of your hair. And I remember there's this lady in my neighborhood who was a giant fucking bitch and I hated her because... Like she had a kid that was like a few years younger than me, and we used to like ride bikes together. And then I was like riding bikes with him, and we went to his house one day, and like he had his house was his driveway was like up a hill, and it was fun to ride down it because you could go fast.
Sure.
And we were doing that, and then we rode up to the top of his house to turn around and ride down one time, and his mom came out, and she just fucking pointed at me, and she's like, "I don't want you hanging out with him. He's dangerous. He rides too fast. You're not hanging out with him anymore." And I was like right fucking there, and I was like, "Well, what is your fucking problem, bitch?"
And she How old were you?
I was like, this was between like this 8th grade and young 9th grade.
5-year-old Kyle on a bike.
Not 5-year-old. I was like 12
or 13. I'm fucking right here, bitch. That's 5-year-old Kyle voice.
So I remember like it fucking I was like, man, what the fuck? Like I'm actually nice to this fucking kid. He's younger than me. Like we're hanging out. There's nobody else in this neighborhood. What is your fucking problem? She was just an ugly fat bitch who was a fucking ugly fat bitch. Let me say it like that. And so Halloween came around.
You want to drop her name in too? Just
I don't remember her name.
Ask I'm gonna you after the show.
I'm gonna just guess it was a Debbie. I don't really remember
Debbie
it.
Barbara.
She was just fucking she's bitch. Anyways, so there was this other girl. I can't remember her name either. Her first name was Carmen. She was our age. She's kind of a trashy white trash chick. She lives in my neighborhood too. We were hanging out on Halloween. And we were both. She was like her direct neighbor, and we were like, "Yeah, let's fuck with this chick." And she like. So we went and got eggs, and I got this hairspray, and Carmen egged her house, and she had this scarecrow, and I spray painted a set of tits on the scarecrow.
Oh, it's not that bad.
But it's remember, when I say spray paint, it's fucking colored hairspray. It washes off. Mm-hmm. But then also in this giant driveway that was fun to ride down bikes on, I wrote, "Fuck you, bitch," in giant pink fucking hairspray.
And then we ran home. Who she thought it was.
Oh man! Immediately.
Fuck you, Debbie.
So like,
why does this kid call me Debbie?
And then we went to another neighbor's house, and she was like the neighborhood like snitch person, whatever. And she always had a police scanner, and I remember her saying, "Oh, we heard him say on the police scanner, like, look out for Kyle Collins." What I know now is that it was that bitch that fucking called the cops and ratted me out.
Oh.
So I remember my mom waking me up pissed the next morning and being like, "The cops are here. They want to talk to you. What the hell's going on?" And like I was like, "Huh?" Because I'd stayed up till like 4 in the morning, and they showed up at like...
A very inaccurate April impression.
Yeah, it was terrible.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Continue your story.
So anyways, I go out and I'm talking to the cops, and dude, they fucking talk to me on the front porch for... like an hour.
I mean, how many of those visits do you think they make on November 1st? Like, come on.
A lot.
On.
Well,
like,
and also at the time, again,
it can't be
I don't know if you know this,
deal.
I'm kind of a shithead kid. And so the entire time I'm like, no, it wasn't me, man. I didn't do that. No. Because I was like, you don't fucking know it's me. Mm-hmm. It wasn't me. No, I don't know that. Finally, they fucking break me because like after an hour, they get tired of dealing with it. And they're like, you know what? Well, that's fine. We'll just bring a detective out here. And if they say that it was you, you're going to go to jail. And for some reason, that terrified dumb young me who was like, okay, it was me.
What's
now I'd be like, yeah, fuck it. Bring the detective. I'll go
look
through
for
it with
him.
Let's
fingerprints
look.
Over, like, yeah. Over a destroyed
and they
scarecrow
just, they,
and a little bit. Like,
they're a fucking cop and they know how to fucking break a kid.
Yeah.
So I confessed to it. I had to pay like, she said she had to pay like $100 and something dollars to get cleaning agent to take it off her driveway. Again, it's fucking hairspray. It washed off with the hose.
Yeah.
So I had to give her like $60 and it was so dumb.
That is stupid.
That was the worst Halloween of my life. That's dumb. I used to always go do shit. When I was a teenager, we'd get into shit. We'd go like TP at TP to the houses.
I think the realest I ever had it, it was probably senior or junior year, and I was dating and all of his crowd was a year younger. So I must have been a senior. And we were out by way out kind of in the dunes, and we were corning cars. So who don't know what this is,
it's really dumb.
I feel like you
know exactly what it is as soon as she said it.
Don't remember.
You pick a good cornfield that's on a bluff. It's slightly perched, or you can get bags. And
by the way, this is Indiana. There's cornfields fucking everywhere.
Yeah, so you hide in the cornfield and you shell all this corn so you have like a bag of loose
corn.
Like corn. It's handfuls of like hard like feed corn. And you wait for a car to go by and you throw it down on the car. And it's, you know, I mean, maybe it, there's people say, oh, it chips the paint. It can cause a wreck. But it's really just makes a loud, alarming noise.
And it scares people. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's a shitty thing to do to somebody who's driving. But I've had my car corned. I've corned like dozens of cars. So it was a big group
totally,
of us.
Totally equal.
Yeah. Anyways, it's just like you haven't lived in Indiana until you've had your car blasted with a handful of like corn from
true.
Teenagers.
Or done it.
Yeah. Or done it. And so I remember like we had been drinking, you know, so we're older high school kids. So we were, you know, tipping the flask a little bit, a bottle of vodka, shitty like coming at you.
Dark eyes.
Yeah. Dark eyes.
Fucking
or something.
Dark eyes,
you know, passing
bro.
It around. And I remember park real far away and walk and all this. And we hit this truck and we heard the tires just go, and we're like, shit. So we start like hightailing it back in this woods, and this old man comes out. He's like, hey, you little bastards, you little motherfuckers. And we're like, oh, he's serious. And then a fucking gunshot went off
holy
in the
shit.
Woods over our heads. Like, and I think he fired up into the trees, but we were like, we're going to die. We're all going to die.
Holy
he ain't
fuck.
Even going to call the police. He's just going to get citizen justice. And like, we like took off into the corn and we were like gone. I mean, we like laid low for like 2 hours. We were
of course,
so
you had
scared.
Terrified kids.
Oh my God. Yeah. And he
that's
continued
awesome.
To yell and yell. And I'm pretty sure he just peppered the like treetop above yeah. us. But it's that, I mean, I was like, oh my God, we're going to die.
And that's something like, you can do out in rural county and not worry about anybody. You're like, oh.
Yeah, that was the last time I did that.
That's fucking awesome.
So yeah, Halloween, it's alive.
Did you ever, and here's one, are you familiar with bird turds? Do either of you guys know what those are?
Maybe.
You're asking the wrong person. Yeah. I know.
So we used to do these
a
lot too.
I was not
a
hooligan as a kid. I like you too.
Dude, I remember like dressing up in black and me and my buddies would just sneak around. So bird turning is when you get toilet paper like you're TPing a house,
okay.
mm-hmm.
but you just get it wet and you throw it at cars and it sticks
yes.
and looks
oh,
like
yeah.
a giant bird turd.
Sure.
Those were always also fun.
Yeah.
I never did anything like super fucking reckless. I never broke windows.
I did steal yeah. a bunch of baby Jesus's out of nativity scenes.
God damn it. I love you, Laura.
Christmas.
You're
that's
the fucking
a different
best.
Holiday.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the fucking best.
I stole
so
like
hard.
Half a dozen of them.
That's so awesome. But for, I don't even want to say it on air because let's go steal a baby Jesus this Christmas.
All right.
Let's do it. Let's fucking do it, man. It'll be so awesome.
Can we tape it?
No, see, yeah. you don't ever tape it because then police have it.
Yeah.
Only if they can find
it. I worry
it.
About like trail cams and stuff now. People.
They do. They do. But that's why you wear a mask.
Okay.
Let's steal
oh,
a baby
shit.
Jesus.
This is happening. I'll what? Be the baby driver.
Okay.
And yeah.
baby
car
driver
waiting.
Stealing the baby Jesus. Yeah.
Let's do it. we'll never
naughty.
Admit to it, listeners, but. If you see a picture of a baby doll show up sometime around Christmas,
yeah.
you maybe know what happened.
Yeah, yeah. It totally won't be the people in Mike Myers hats.
No.
Not
no.
Michael Myers hats. The Mike Myers.
Yeah. Wayne's World.
Wayne's party on.
Excellent.
All right, guys. We need to shut the fuck
there
up. Of course, this went way longer than I thought it
oh,
would.
Oh, yeah.
This
thanks
was our,
for having me. I appreciate
we'll
it.
We'll see. It might be.
No, it's pretty long.
Okay, is it okay? I was just saying, there might be... It might be one of those where you walk away. It's like only been 30 minutes.
Oh, no, I highly doubt.
We'll
find out.
One time.
Anyways, until next time, I'm Kyle.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Laura.
And we're Experience Grind plus Laura. Thanks.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye, guys. 'Thank you so much for listening to our episode. We really hope you enjoyed it. If you did enjoy it, you can check us out at experiencegrind.com or find us over at facebook.com/experiencegrind.
Watch me play games on twitch.tv/experiencegrind.
We really like money. We really like money. We really like money. You should give us your money.
Find us on Patreon. Just search for Experience Grind Podcast.
Email us at experiencegrindpodcast@gmail.com.
It's current year.
Follow us if you like butt stuff.